Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. Join us as we worship Him and praise Him. Sing with us now. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And with that song, we greet you in Jesus' name, taking from the Word of God. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 31:19. Oh, how great is Thy goodness, which Thou hast laid up for them that fear Thee, which Thou hast wrought for them that trust in Thee before the sons of men. Don't we have a wonderful God? David said, oh, how great is Thy goodness. And he's got that goodness laid up for all them that fear Him. Praise the Lord. Well, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about our ministry from time to time. And then if you will, have a notepad and pencil ready to take down some contact information in just a little while. Let's worship and praise the Lord. And by the time the service is over, we want you to know that you have been in the presence of the Lord. Page 369 in the Sing His Praise hymnal. Let's sing together on He Set Me Free. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night hath drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Hallelujah. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God, I'm going through. He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Hallelujah. And the scripture teaches us, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We're getting ready to go to prayer. And we do on each broadcast, read a precious promise and then go to the Lord in prayer. But I want to give you a little testimony. I want to build your faith and encourage you. This past Sunday night at church, one of the men, Brother Dan Harriman, came in, told us about a young girl, 14 years old, that had been in a car wreck, and she was unconscious and was not responsive. So they airlifted her to St. Louis. And the family was concerned, and he came in church. He knew this family. He came in church, and he requested prayer that we pray for this young girl, 14 years old, being airlifted to St. Louis Hospital, unresponsive. I don't know the extent of the injuries, but I know that we had prayer. We sought the Lord. Our crowd was small, but you know where two or three are gathered together in his name. He said he would be in our midst, and he hears and answers prayer. He is ever listening. So we joined together, and we prayed for this young lady. And during the service, before the service was finished, he got a call from the family that the doctor said that the young lady was going to be all right. Evidently, she had regained responsiveness, and they were going to dismiss her, going to watch her a little while and observe her, and then send her back home. I don't understand why she had to go clear to St. Louis on a helicopter to get the news such as that, but God knew. And they did nothing but depend on prayer. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, if we pray, God hears and answers prayer. And it doesn't have to be an emergency such as that, but we're so glad that we prayed and the prayer came. The answer's on the way. I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You never know when tragedy or trial is coming your way, but we do know that if we pray, he heareth us. The precious promise from Psalms chapter 8, verse 3, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Let's pray. Father, we want to praise you today. Hallelujah. We want to praise you today for the excellency of thy name. And Father, we're so thankful for this great report that we had just recently at church when we prayed. And I'm sure there were others praying, maybe other churches praying. But Lord, we had much more than finished our prayer. And the answer came that a young girl was going to be all right. Lord, we're so thankful that you hear our prayers. And when we need help in emergencies and we're in desperate situations, Lord, you're right there for us. You're right there, Lord, to distribute your great power and authority and show us how excellent is thy name in the earth. Bless this family. Thank you for this good report. And Lord, I pray as each one's praying with us today, you'll minister to them. You know every heart and life. You know the needs today. Father, hear their prayers. No matter the desperation of the situation, hear and answer them, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship him and praise him now with us.
Harvest time. Harvest time. The Savior's calling. The rain is falling. Oh, do not wait. Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Oh, let's sing it and worship him now. Hallelujah, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. The rain is falling. The Savior's calling. Oh, do not wait. It's growing late. Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time. And I'll give you the contact information at the very end. Here's one entitled, Speak the Word, Lord. Seems to go along with the theme of this service today. All he has to do is speak his name, speak his word.
If it's a foreign battlefield, where I finally find your will, Lord, that's where I long to be. In the desert without a drink, on some old ship about to sink, Lord, I'll go. If you'll just speak to me, speak the word, Lord, my ears long to hear you. Speak the word, Lord, my heart aches to know. I'll do what you'd have me to do. Speak the word, Lord, and your servant will go.
Hallelujah. Let's worship him today.
Now there have been times that I've complained as life rubbed against the grain, and I recall those times you took me to my knees. But there's one thing I couldn't do, so I owe this thanks to you. For it was you, Lord, who took my cross to Calvary.
Worship with us now.
Just speak the word, Lord. My ears long to hear you. Speak the word, Lord. My heart longs to know. Speak the word, Lord, I'll do what you'd have me to do. Speak the word, Lord, and your servant will go.
And our mailing address for any cards, letters, or offerings, the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.